Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
These employees that are always wanting a pat on the back, I don't have time for it. You think people are running by me telling me what a good job I'm doing on this show?
Hail, hail!
Jeff Lutz.
Never. And there's a reason for it.
You're not doing that good of a job.
Oh, shocking. Monstrous.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Listen to this if you can.
Welcome back. This is the Bob and Jeff Show, hour number two, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting, Max Power producing and engineering. 869-1240 is the phone number. Thanks to Tim Fitzgerald and Tommy Beeson for being on the show in hour number one. We're going to get to a game coming up a little bit later in this hour. I had an ordeal. Yesterday was a weird day in about 75 different
ways. Man, I told somebody today.
One of the worst days.
Feels like Friday already. I feel like I had four different days yesterday.
Well, yesterday was difficult. I had my moment where I just got fed up with X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. I lashed out. I kind of put myself in a position where I had to drop it. I dropped it. I deactivated. I went back and reactivated because I wasn't sure I wanted to deactivate. Then I became sure again. And eventually, I messed up some things and used a new email. I tried to create a new account.
With the email you'd already used.
Yeah, which with an email that I had already used.
Just deactivated
an
account.
And that didn't go well. So what I ended up doing is erasing, even though there's still an at Bob Lutz out there, although now it's been deactivated.
No, it's out there.
No, I deactivated it.
When did you deactivate it?
Earlier.
Today?
I can't find it.
Okay.
I eliminated all of my followers and everyone I followed. It was zero and zero in both accounts.
Well, you got like 200 people you're following. Well, that was just what I saw.
That way down.
That's just what I saw today.
I had a moment of more than a moment. I had a period of time yesterday where I was a little bit of a madman, a little bit of a disconnected, not sure what I was doing.
Yeah, you're never
kind of sitting in the corner.
I probably should have advised you against that.
Against what?
Against dropping Twitter, but it's so unhealthy. It's just.
But for the most part, I don't get involved in it.
Then what did you feel like you needed to drop it for?
I don't know.
Because I
do things sometimes
without thinking and without.
I said sometimes.
I'll finish all the sentences.
I do a lot of things after I have thought.
Really?
Yes.
Like what?
Like a kitchen remodel.
I guess.
You still don't like that.
I love it.
Have you seen the cabinet?
I love the look. I love that you're happy, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, no, go ahead.
No, it's all good.
Wait till it's done.
I told you what I want.
And walk into that kitchen, and boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Now, I won't be able to post any photos on Twitter.
No.
About it. Because my Twitter days apparently have ended.
Facebook.
And I'm not sure I completely wanted that to happen.
Well, you talked about...
But it has happened.
Yesterday.
And now nobody can even reach out to me on Twitter.
It feels like you're yelling at me.
I am yelling.
Stop.
I used to get communication...
Not much.
...on this show, about this show on Twitter. Are they going to reach out on Facebook
now? Yeah, not much. You didn't get much.
I had 10,000-plus followers on Twitter.
And no one is engaged. No one engaged anymore. I saw your post.
I had over 70 like the post I put up about I'm going to drop Twitter.
They probably felt like you were a hero to them. Like, I wish I could do that. I hate this place.
Maybe what I did was heroic.
And I basically did drop Twitter.
Yeah, but you didn't. completely drop it like I did.
I have that Guardians account that I still check occasionally, and I spy on you and a couple other people.
You didn't drop it like I have. It's completely gone from my
world. No one knows I'm there. No one can. I mean, outside of.
I can't spy on anyone.
I want to drop it. I think I'll drop it altogether.
See, now you're reacting.
Not really reacting. I just don't see a need for it. All it does is make my blood boil.
Here's what's happened today without Twitter. Productive
Nothing.
Is productive day.
See?
Gotten a lot done. Haven't looked at my phone nearly as much.
Doesn't that feel nice?
A couple times I've gone looking for Twitter, but it's no longer there. And not one time have I been tempted to reactivate anything.
Yes, you have. You're talking about it right now.
I did it yesterday. I got through it. I got through a lot of twists and turns.
I'll read this Facebook comment from you.
You go right ahead and read any comment you want.
I will, because it suggests that what you're saying right now isn't necessarily the truth or how you actually feel or what you actually
believe. No, it's how I feel. I don't share things that I don't feel.
Is that true?
Well, get to the post.
Well, I'm trying. There's a bunch of comments on this dumb post that you put up.
That bothers you that I get so much engagement on Facebook.
No, it doesn't.
You've said it before. Meanwhile, you get very little.
I get plenty.
Forget the post.
I can't even find it.
Right. We don't care. It's not important.
Oh, yeah, here it is. No, it's not. I don't know where it is.
We don't.
But you said you wanted to be a part of the vitriol, and you kind of felt bad.
No, I said I am drawn to that.
Right.
That's a turmoil.
Being drawn
is my word.
Yeah, being drawn is also being a part of it.
I didn't use vitriol.
Yeah, you did.
I used the word turmoil.
Oh, that's right.
And I said
those are
later in that post
close.
That I'm now on this lonely island. I don't mind a lonely island.
Yes, you do.
What do you mean I do?
You want feedback. You want engagement. You want to know what people think. I think everybody does to some degree want that.
I get that on Facebook, don't I?
I think you'll have, we talked about the Bob and Jeff draft. I think you'll have more votes
on Facebook
than you did on.
How do I set up a poll, though?
You just set it up. I'm sure there's a button on there. On Facebook, where if you start making a post, yeah, you can.
I last night as I'm watching the game, there were three or four times when I wanted to go to Twitter to share a thought. Just to share a thought. I couldn't do it. I wanted to say, man, the Yankees aren't that good.
Is that something that needed?
It did, because people are hanging on it.
Is that something that needed to be out there?
I've got people hanging on it.
Here are the three elements of, should I say something? Is it, and this, I didn't make this up, but it's out there. Is it kind?
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Is it necessary?
Yes. Every single post I've ever put.
Really? They've all been kind?
Well, if we followed that, we wouldn't even have Twitter.
Right. So why don't we just be kind?
I'm all for not
it's a
being
struggle.
On.
It's a struggle every day to exhibit kindness.
Elon ruined Twitter with that for you part because as human beings, that's what we're drawn to. You can put a nice, what's the analogy I want to use?
I don't know what you're going for here at all.
What do I need? What's a nice analogy that won't get us
kicked
off?
I don't know what you're trying to say,
air?
So I can't give you an analogy.
So you got these two options, right? You got the just go with the people you're following. Most of them are fine, and there's nothing that's going to be ratcheted up. Or you can go over to the for you part, and
your
blood will boil, and you've got all these morons. Uh-huh.
I never go to for you. Every time that I see I'm accidentally on for you, I immediately go back to the following tab.
But I just said I'm made for turmoil.
Well, you're the only one. Everybody I know hates for you.
Why do you think...
And believes it's wildly unnecessary and unkind and untrue.
Why do you think I was a sports columnist?
I mean, I like getting people riled up as much as the next guy. But to base your online footprint and identity off of that. I don't think that's.
I think most people kind, view me as a nice guy.
Or necessary.
That's what I'll just go ahead and say it. I think most people think he's a nice guy.
Do they?
I don't know. Do you tell me?
I don't know.
You hear? What are they saying?
They say he's he could be nicer.
Is that what you hear a lot?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you being honest?
I was at David Michael Hahn's party. There were a lot of people there that said, your dad could be nicer.
Really?
No, not really.
Why'd you throw that out there?
No one there knew who you were.
Oh, now you think that hurts me more.
I don't know if they knew who you were or not. But I know that they enjoyed our show on Friday, David Michael Hahn and me.
You know, I wish we had Nielsen's and could show you how much the listening drops off.
You think it just turned off right at 2? Oh, we get to listen to Bob and Jeff.
No, they listened. They thought I was on. Then you got on.
Well, I'm
you
saying
said,
once David Michael
I got David Michael Hahn, did it click, click, click?
Right, so that's basically.
I mean, it was just a massive amount of.
So that's basically right at 2, so that's what I'm saying.
No offense to our friend David Michael Hahn. I hope he doesn't take it that way.
He did a good job.
Why? There's no question he does a nice job.
He did a good job. I don't know if does is quite
there
yet.
Oh, now you're going to throw him under the bus.
He's got to do it a couple more times before I say he does a nice job. But for now, I'll say he did a nice job.
Well, you'll figure it out.
And we've got the Lebanese dinner coming up this weekend.
Are you going?
I can't. I'm going to Denver.
When are you
going
to be gone?
Monday.
You're not here Monday.
Monday, Thursday, Friday next week.
Have we checked with Duda?
Well, I've told you those days, so I don't know. I've already given you my dates.
Monday, Thursday, Friday next week.
Yes. And perhaps the following Monday, but we'll see.
Good grief, man.
We got an early flight on Sunday. I'm going to be sleeping.
Answer the bell.
It's my anniversary.
No, I don't. That's not what I'm talking about. You got to be on the show.
I probably will.
But all these days off and leaving me with to figure it out.
Well, get ready. It's just a few days and tomorrow.
We'll figure it out.
There will be a show somewhere, or there won't.
Wait a minute. You're not here tomorrow?
I told you that already.
I don't have anybody tomorrow.
Well, I got to be there for my AC thing.
Well, find out if they can come early.
I can't. I can't leave work again. I left work Monday when they were supposed to come out.
Well, I don't know how that...
I can't just keep telling people, hey, I got to go back for my HVAC. I had to go back for an estimate, and I had to go back for yesterday when they were supposed to come out.
I don't know what to tell you on that.
And I'm not, my friend... For a plethora of reasons, watching the Guardians at your house again.
Why?
For a plethora of reasons.
No, it's not a plethora. It's a plethora of reasons.
You can probably identify most of them.
Well, I don't know why.
I just need to be in my comfort zone.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I mean, you can't just drop that on me.
I told you yesterday.
Dude is not available. The big fella's not available.
Well, maybe Mike Furches is available.
Mike's not available.
How do you know? Did you call him?
Listen, I got to do a sports show here. I got things to talk about. I got people to engage.
You can't text Mike. He doesn't reply to texts. But you can call him, and he'll answer.
Well, I don't care about that.
Just...
Don't worry about what I do.
I think there's something.
Put your damn phone down.
Why?
Because I'm tired of you lifting your phone up.
You lift your phone up.
Every 2 minutes.
I'm lifting it up again.
I rarely look at my phone during a show.
That is patently false.
So have the what time do the Phillies and Mets get going today?
4:08, I believe.
Good. I hope to be I won't be home till about 5. So I'll look forward to that. And then we've got Dodgers-Padres in a living room that is full of stuff. Just full
it
of stuff.
It sure is.
And this is a mental challenge because of our kitchen remodel and everything we had to pull out of the kitchen and just put it elsewhere in the house.
Man, it's kind of cool, though. I kind of like having a refrigerator in the living room.
That's craziness.
That is an innovation that I didn't know that I needed.
Well, it's blocking the exit.
Yeah, big deal. It's a refrigerator in the living room. If other people had that kind of courage, man, that's admirable. If you just did that on your own, where do you want to put this refrigerator? in the living room. No one's ever done that. That's brilliant.
I've got one now.
And I don't. And I suggest maybe you don't move it or you find another spot for
it
in the living room.
Don't be an idiot. Don't
but what an idea.
Why? You can't get up and go to the kitchen?
Nah,
all the other food's in the kitchen. So you go to the refrigerator?
Hey.
Where do you keep the bread then?
Build me a pantry in the living room.
Really?
Sure.
When is your wife gonna wise up?
Well, I have an open area, right? I don't have to miss anything when I go to the kitchen or the dining area or the pantry.
When is your wife just going to say, you know what, I'm done here?
She loves my forward thinking and outside the box.
I don't know about that.
Unconventional ways.
Royals tomorrow have Seth Lugo against Clark Schmidt. That's what I mean about the Yankees.
He's been pretty good.
They're in a place where they got to start Clark Schmidt.
Hasn't he had a pretty good year?
Not really.
Or am I speaking out of turn?
He had a decent year last year, but he's not. There's nobody worried about facing Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, he's 285 ERA and 16 starts, 93 Ks and 85 innings. He's not. I'm not afraid of him, but it might not be a comfortable.
I'm not all that high on Clark Schmidt.
He's their best option right now. And Alex Cobb is Cleveland's, and we'll see what Detroit does.
Are you going with Alex Cobb?
Who hasn't pitched in over a month.
I don't like that.
I don't think anybody likes it.
And then, you got.
Is Stroman hurt? Why haven't they tried him out?
I don't get it.
He didn't have a very good year. Luis Gil's still there.
And then in game four, what would the Royals do?
Probably go back to their game one starter.
When was game one?
Yes. Well, it was Saturday.
Saturday?
And they don't play again until Thursday.
Hold on a second now.
No, they
don't be crazy. So they Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Michael Walker could be. The game.
You only need three starters in this division series.
And then you're set up with Reagans.
And Lugo right out of the chute if you make it that far.
Yeah.
They're in a good spot. Every team's in a good spot.
Well, depending on how game three goes.
Scooble wouldn't be able to go in game five.
They're all tied.
Or in game one.
They're all tied going to game three.
The Royals are in
really
the best
important.
Spot.
Wait a minute. I'm talking. These are really important game threes.
Guardians are in a good spot, too. They'd be able to go bye-bye game one in the ALCS. Probably. I'd have to look at the schedule. But the Royals are set up great, too, if they can advance.
We'll see about that. We'll see about all that.
Well, it's true.
We'll see about all that because, as I said in hour number one, I'm much more bullish on the National League. The
Royals are going to get to the World Series, aren't they?
I think so.
I hate that. I'll never hear the end of it.
From who?
Everybody.
Well, give me an example. Did you hear the end of it in 15?
But these people I work with at the Windsurge, I'll never be able to say anything ever to them again.
Well, why would you?
They're all Royals people, and it's gross.
No, it's not.
I got to win, man. I got to win. Get me there somehow.
I don't know.
Steven Vogt.
I don't know. I don't
Voter.
Know if you got what it takes.
All right, we always will.
We'll see. We'll see. I wish you the very best. I'm kind of glad you're in this position, and I'm not. Although, why you're a baseball fan. I'm not a baseball fan to sit out October. That's not who I am.
Exactly.
What I do when that happens is I do things like I drop Twitter.
I arrange for a kitchen remodel.
I do things that are crazy. And if my team's still playing, I don't do that because
you're going to sit down and watch a game.
I watch the game.
And who cares about what's going on in the rest of the world?
What crazy thing might I do tonight?
I don't know. What do you think? What's on the docket?
That whole Twitter thing is going to haunt me.
Well, you can put your thoughts out there for nobody now. Did you get any followers? Are you really deactivated?
I am deactivated.
I don't believe
And I that. Don't believe I'll go back. At least the way I feel right now, I feel a little bit liberated.
Then why do you feel haunted also?
A little bit free. I said a little bit.
I'm so
there's all kinds of elements to my feelings.
Oh, this account doesn't exist.
I haven't had one solid feeling in 60 years.
I know.
What do you mean you know?
I know. I just know.
There are layers to my feelings. There's different aspects to my feelings.
I know.
It's like a canvas.
I know. These are things that I'm aware of and have been for some time.
But doesn't that make me interesting?
I guess, in a way.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
We'll take a break, come back, and play the game after this. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. By the way, 2-hour Raw last night didn't do it for me.
It's weird. I was like, what happened?
About an hour and 20 minutes of it's ads.
Yeah, it wasn't a great show.
And promos. They're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, it was anticlimactic for me.
All right, what's the game?
So we're doing inventions, the years that they were invented. These are all 20th century inventions, so it's like we've done before where you first guess the decade. You can get points that way, and then you can get points or lose points. I'll go over the rules. You can guess the decade. If you're right, 3 points. Then either way, if you're right or wrong, you can guess the year after you've been told the decade. And 5 points if you get it correctly on the dot. 3 points if you miss by 1 year. 1 point if you miss by 2 years.
And you don't have to try to pick the year.
You don't, because if you miss it,
all right,
miss it, you miss it by how many years
we're aware. I'll go first, Matt.
Okay.
And this is right up my alley.
It is?
Go ahead, Mac.
That's not what the game.
Jeff.
When was the DVR invented? I need a decade.
The DVR?
Yeah.
The DVR.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the Honda CUV.
What? CRV.
A CRV. There you go. The DVR was invented in the 80s.
That's incorrect.
What?
It was invented in...
What? Does not Max not get a chance
to there's
steal?
No stealing in this game. It's your round and your round only. So you can guess it was the 90s.
Well, I almost said 90s, but I know I had a friend with a VCR in the 80s.
We're not talking about a VCR. We're talking
DVR
about a DVR
in the 80s.
So would you like to guess the year in the 90s? Or you cannot guess it?
Well, I got to now.
Okay.
Got to be fairly early, 95.
You are incorrect, and you lose 4 points.
When was it?
1999.
That was TiVo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why didn't you say TiVo?
It's a DVR. That's what TiVo was. And it was the first one. Hey, Max, yours is the microwave oven.
Oh. The 60s.
Incorrect. Much before. It was the 1940s. Would you like to guess the year?
Sure, why not? 44.
You get 3 points.
Oh.
So he
really,
misses it.
There was microwave ovens in the 40s.
1945.
Wow. So he misses
it was a war
question,
thing,
but still gets 3 points.
Yeah, he guessed. He didn't need to.
Why don't you lose for missing the question?
You don't lose for missing the question.
This is the dumbest game ever.
Yours is the...
There's too big of a penalty. There's too big of a difference.
You don't have to guess the year once you're told the decade.
What's the next
this
one?
This could be
this
three
is
to...
This is an awful game.
It's 3-4. How about the ATM, the automatic teller machine?
The ATM was invented in, well, that's a tough one. I'll say the 80s.
That's incorrect.
What?
It was the 1960s.
No, it wasn't. My parents never went to an ATM.
Right. Things are invented well before they become popularized. And you got to take that into account. Your grandparents or your parents, my grandparents, did not go to the first ATM. We can say
that.
Well,
if they had it, why wouldn't they roll it out widespread?
They didn't roll it out widespread.
If it worked, why not use it?
There are a lot of things that have been invented now that a lot of people don't have access to.
Give me an example.
A lot of medical technology, I'm sure.
Well, no. Give me an example.
I don't know the example because they're not widespread
1967.
Yet. 1967. Yeah, you lose four again.
London.
What?
Shut up,
Mac.
You lose four
this
again.
This whole game sucked.
It was 1963. Max, the hovercraft.
Well, when did the Jetsons come on? Hovercraft.
When was the hovercraft invented?
'50s.
Today, Mac.
Need an answer.
The '50s.
That's correct for three.
Max must have looked that up.
I didn't.
Would you?
I looked up the ATM after you said it just to see. 67 was unbelievable.
And you can guess the year in the '50s if you like.
56.
You get another three. It is 9.
Oh, my God.
It is 9 to negative 8.
You have ruined this game.
It is 9 to negative 8.
Well, I don't even have a chance.
Of course you do.
Give me the next one.
You can get 10 points or 8 points right here. How about the Rubik's Cube?
The Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, when did the Rubik's?
The 70s.
That's correct for three.
72.
And you get 1 point for that. So you are up to minus 4 now. 9 to minus 4.
Max needs a bad one here. Go, Max.
How about the MRI, Max? The magnetic resonance imaging. When did that?
Oh, that's so easy.
When did that roll out?
The 80s.
So close. It was the 70s. And would you like to guess the year?
Sure, why not? What do I get to lose? 73.
3 points.
Oh, my God.
It is 12
this is
to
just
minus 4.
Ridiculous.
yours will be the electric refrigerator.
The electric refrigerator.
Yes.
The electric refrigerator.
The electric refrigerator. Yes, you plug this in, your food cools.
Well, they had one on the Andy Griffith Show. I'll say the 19... It's either 30s or 40s. I'll say the 30s.
It's the 10s.
What?
It's the 1910s. And would you like to guess the year?
1915.
You get a point. It's 12 to minus 3. Max, let's go something you won't have any idea about. Power windows in cars.
'50s.
Ooh, close. It's the 40s.
My parents never had a power window.
Of course
window.
They didn't.
That was until the 70s.
That was probably a big option, Bob. In the 40s, it was probably like $10.
Yeah. It's...
So would you like to guess the year of the 40s?
Sure, why not? 44.
You lose four.
Oh, yeah.
It's 8 to negative 3.
When was it?
40. 1940.
All right.
Right
this
on
thing's
the dot.
Getting tight now.
The disposable camera.
The disposable camera.
Yes.
As opposed to the one you don't dispose.
Right.
We all had that disposable camera. We remember it well from the 70s, so I'll say the 60s.
It's actually, the 80s.
No way.
Yeah.
I'll say 84.
You get a point. It's 8 to negative 2. Max, the garbage.
How many more of these we got?
However many you want. I don't know.
We'll go this one and then three more rounds, or two to three more rounds.
Until you're winning.
If I'm ahead. Go.
Max, the garbage disposal unit.
The '50s.
Incorrect. It was the 20s.
What? The 20s?
My parents didn't have a garbage disposal when they...
Just telling you when it was invented.
I didn't have one. That's crazy.
What year, Max, if you'd like to guess? You can always not.
I'll take, what do I get to lose?
8 points.
23.
You lose 4 again.
Oh, my. Oh, my, Max. You're not going to...
Two more rounds. I have nothing.
It was 27.
What's the score?
4-2.
Oh, gosh. Two more rounds.
The cassette tape.
The cassette tape.
Yes.
Well, when it was invented, might be different from... so I'll say the... I know I had cassette tapes in the 70s. I'll say the 60s.
That is correct. For 3, you're up to in the positives now. Would you like to guess the year or hope Max chokes?
66.
You get minus 3.
What? What year was it?
60. What'd you say? 66?
What's the
it
year?
Was 63.
That's within 3 years. That's a point.
No, it's 0, 1, or 2 that you get points for. Every other, you lose the points.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I hate it. Max.
Hi-yo.
Where are we going to go?
Hurry up.
How about Gorilla Glue?
Gorilla Glue. Let's say the 80s.
It was the 90s.
Too bad, Max.
I'm gonna say the 90s.
Lose 4 for me right here. What do you have?
93.
Yeah, you get 3.
Ah.
It was 1994.
Oh no. What's the score?
7-2. But you can if you get them both on the dot right here, you win.
No, Max has a shot.
Oh, yeah, you did go first. The DVD player.
DVD player. The
yes.
DVD player came along in the... Well, I don't think I had it until the 80s. I'll say the 60s.
A DVD player?
70s.
The 90s.
90s?
Of course!
They invent all this other stuff years ahead of time.
Right, but DVD players...
93.
You lose 3.
All right, let's take a break.
You're not even going to let Max go again? Finish the game? What if he can't bomb that bad? You do lose, unfortunately.
Congratulations, Max. Your first win.
Would you like to try one more?
Sure, why not?
All right, how about the adhesive bandage?
The 1900s.
That would have been a good one. I didn't actually have any from the 19-aughts. It was the 20s. Ah.
Yeah, there you go. You want to guess the year?
Sure. 22.
3 points.
Oh, my God.
1921.
Let's take a break.
That was a good game, Max.
Not really.
You got 10 points.
I was
That's
overdue.
Pretty solid.
You got anything?
What kind of question is that?
I mean, do you have anything? Do you have anything you'd like to... bring up or talk
really.
About or you never do. I don't
true.
Know how you do a show without me.
I do
what
awesome.
What do you talk about?
Everything. Talk about everything.
Well, bring up something. Ask me a question.
Why do I have to? You don't ask me any questions.
I'm not that interested.
Exactly.
I'm tired. You don't know how draining yesterday was for me.
You don't know how draining yesterday was for me. I had so many things going on. It's like
I eventually just said today I'm going to bed. The Yankees, I could tell they weren't going to do anything. And by the way, they're not very good. Can I say that again?
You've said it 3 or 4 times a segment for the entire show.
Juan Soto ain't going back there.
Yes, he will.
He'll be a Met.
He'll be somewhere.
That's my prediction.
He'll get a lot of money.
That's my prediction. The Mets are where it's at. I don't think Aaron Boone has a clue. He kept Rodon out there way too long. It was obvious he was losing it. He had it in the first inning, and then
that's what I said in the opening of the show.
Aaron Boone is not a good manager.
They don't have a pitching plan like these other teams can and do. They don't have anybody to go to. They don't have a second starter. They don't have a bullpen game that they can do. They just don't have what other teams have. They have to.
They better be careful.
Win with Judge and Soto.
You know that? The Mets, the Yankees better be careful because they could hit a skid here like the Cardinals hit.
No, that'll never happen. They got too much money.
Well, the Cardinals have money, and they hit a skid. And the Yankees are in that territory because you take away Soto and Judge, they are a marginal baseball team. Gerrit Cole's not what he used to be. Their bullpen's not good. Their starting staff is pretty mundane and average.
Is this not what I've been saying?
Volpe is okay, but he's not a superstar. They don't impress me that much.
Fine, I'm not holding that against you,
because you know I'm right.
Well, I know that there are bits of truth in what you're saying, but I lack the energy to really push back.
Well, I got the energy. Let's match the energy. That would be my suggestion to you. Is when I bring the energy, you need to match it. I was looking at Jeff Borzello's final update to his off-season rankings in college basketball. He's got KU number one. He's got four other Big 12 teams in the top seven and five in the top nine. The Big 12 in basketball is going to be crazy.
Who else is up there? Arizona.
Arizona, Baylor. Hold on a second. Let me think about it. Iowa State, Arizona, Baylor, Iowa State, and Houston are the other schools besides KU
in the top seven
that he has ranked in the top nine, five in the top nine.
Okay.
That's nuts.
That adds up. That's five. I had to think about it for a second.
And that doesn't even include K-State, which I think K-State's going to be really good.
I think they will, too, but we'll see how all those pieces
together. I think Texas Tech is going to be good.
I don't know about Texas. I don't know anything about Texas.
Well, I do. This is what I do. I follow.
What have you found out about Texas Tech that makes you?
I just think their coach is good.
Who's their coach?
You know, the guy that went there from North Texas.
Yeah, I've got you.
Don't insult
me. We'll see. It's a big step. From the AAC to the Big 12. Just ask Houston, who really struggled when they did it.
They did?
No.
That's the craziest nonsense.
But it could be. It could be a big step for some.
I think BYU will be good. It's going to be.
A lot of teams are going
to
be good.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Arizona State might be good.
Hmm.
I like their coach.
Who's? You don't even know that.
Bobby Hurley's their coach.
It's about time you started to match my level of intensity.
I know a lot of coaches.
I'm looking forward to
that. Don't ask me any of them.
We're basically less than a month away from basketball.
I get it.
You understand that?
The Pacers have a preseason game tonight.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the preseason game?
I doubt it, but I'll pay attention.
We have Paul Mills, Wichita State coach, on the show next week.
I'm excited.
And
it's not Monday, Thursday, or Friday, but I'm excited.
We have a player this week, and I'm struggling to remember who.
Hope it wasn't today.
Which is too bad. No, it's not today. You don't need to worry about that.
Well, I know. I know what happens sometimes.
Name one of their returning players.
Bijan Cortez.
No.
Xavier Bell.
No.
Quincy Ballard.
No.
Ronnie DeGray.
Yes. We have Ronnie DeGray on Thursday.
That'll be good. Have we had him on the show before?
I don't remember. Seems like we have.
I'm not sure that we have, but maybe we have. It seems like we have. You're right.
I think we have, but I would not swear to it.
Same, but it feels like we have.
Well, I don't know about that.
Have we had Harlan?
Have you given any more thought to tomorrow?
I need to be home.
Can your wife not take the day off?
I don't know. I'll talk to her. I'll see. I don't know.
Well, I need an answer at some point.
It's going to be tough.
I've done some reaching out, and I haven't gotten any response.
It's not going well so far for you?
I can barely hold up this microphone. I am losing my strength at an alarming rate. This feels like it weighs 20 tons.
The NHL begins in a couple days, too.
I couldn't care less.
Can you believe?
I'm sorry to say that. I know you think you're some NHL fan now.
I'm not an NHL fan. I'm a Predators fan.
Yeah, now you think you're going to follow them?
I believe that I will, yes.
I don't believe you will.
I believe that
you
I
won't
will.
Sit down and watch full game.
Yeah, of course I will. Why wouldn't I?
Of the Nashville Predators.
Why wouldn't
there I? You should have something better to do.
It's hockey. It's a fun game.
I don't understand how people can sit down and watch full games of NBA and NHL. I just don't.
Because they like them, and they have a rooting interest.
I'll watch bits and parts of an NBA game occasionally.
Here's a not-so-great part of the NHL opening night or whenever. Tampa Bay opens the season against the Hurricanes, and I don't think – maybe the Hurricanes should change their name for that game.
Well, we got to see. I feel terrible for Florida.
It's awful.
Awful. These Hurricanes are awful. And they're almost more than you can keep up with. It's like crazy. It's like craziness. Hurricanes are terrible. They just devastate. They devastate.
They do.
At least a tornado runs in a swath, and it's not on the ground forever and ever. But a hurricane gets you.
And it builds strength, and it grows. And I don't really understand how hurricanes work, but they're crazy.
We'll go in and talk to you. Your weather people.
Why don't I just I'll just do my own research.
Well,
that'd
be a good conversation for you to have.
Yeah, they're busy. They got other stuff going on. They don't need some plebe.
Well, no, they'd
the
appreciate
newsroom.
The fact that you're showing interest.
Maybe.
No question.
Maybe. Maybe I can make a digital thing out of it.
When are you gonna do another you did something.
Another what?
Didn't you write something recently?
Pieces of Us?
Yeah.
Probably Thursday.
Good. What's it going to be about?
I'm not sure yet. I had an idea, but then it didn't formulate in my head.
Get it formulated.
I'll try.
All right, everybody. That's Max, play the damn music.
Put us out of our misery.
There are days we get to the end of the show, and I could go for another hour or two. And then today, it's like, God, Max, where are you? There he is. Thanks for listening, everyone. We enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow in some version. Take care.